Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacina with this morning's top local stories. A state lawmaker from Detroit is drafting legislation to allow amateur athletes to earn money.
Detroit Democratic Senator Adam Hollier says it's basically unfair. If you're in college on a music scholarship, you can play in the band and gig on the side and make money. But if you're a jock playing football, you have a scholarship, but you can't make money off of that because it's illegal. He is drafting legislation to change that. He says this is an economic freedom issue, and he thinks amateur athletes ought to be able to get value for their value in the form of money.
GM and the UAW returned to the bargaining table this morning.
Put simply, the UAW wants guarantees GM doesn't want to give. The union wants jobs moved to the U.S. from Mexico and doesn't want to lose jobs because future electric vehicles require fewer people to build. GM, on the other hand, says one reason it went into bankruptcy is it made guarantees it couldn't afford to keep. Now the two sides keep talking with hope that they can find some middle ground. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Expect a lot of talk today in Ann Arbor at the U of M about politics and impeachment as Hillary Clinton comes to town. Details from WWJ's Dan Jenkins.
Roberta, the former presidential candidate, former Secretary of State, former First Lady, will be on hand today at Rackham as the school hosts an event called Reflections on Foreign Policy, Defense, Diplomacy, and Development. She spoke recently at another event saying that she approves of the House's impeachment inquiry into President Trump.
Impeachment is the appropriate remedy, and it is such a serious assault on our democracy that is apparently asked for, aided, and abetted by not only the president, but his allies, who seem not to either care or understand how deeply dangerous this is.
Now, today's conference in Ann Arbor starts at 3 o'clock.
Some hospital patients in Macomb County getting Legionnaire's disease. What's going on? Here's WWJ's Jim Matthews.
It's 7 cases of suspected healthcare-related Legionnaire's disease now being investigated with a possible connection to McClair and Macomb Hospital. Bill Rodella is the head of the Macomb County Health Department. He says as his department and the state are investigating, McLaren is doing some additional work.
Water sampling and testing, active patient surveillance. These are routine activities that healthcare facilities and other places that have large water systems routinely do.
Legionnaire's disease is a severe pneumonia-like lung infection that's caused by a waterborne bacteria.
Two Lansing area police officers are in trouble with police after authorities say these cops got into a bar brawl in West Michigan. Here's WWJ's Beth Fisher.
Roberta, the Bath Township police officers Brian Miller and Peyton Warner were off duty and were in Grand Rapids for training when they went to the Webb Bar the other night. The bartender apparently cut off Miller, who on video appeared drunk. A police report says he got angry and both officers were kicked out of the bar. They went back and allegedly punched and pushed other customers and employees. The officers were arrested, and the police report says they continued to be obnoxious while being taken to jail. Bath Township has placed them on administrative leave.
A longtime Downriver Dollar Theater is closing its doors. A lot of people have loved that place for a long time. WWJ's Mike Campbell has the story.
The Allen Park Digital Cinema Theater on Allen Road at Philomene is considered an icon by many.
It definitely is. The theater, I used to work there, and when I was working there, we found an old poster from one of the first movies that was out, and the cost was 5 cents, and the movie was an old black and white movie, and the theater's been there for like 50 years or something like that, so it's definitely a Downriver staple that's gone now.
That's Sam Dowd. She now works at Cinerama next door to the theater where they collect the mail. The manager of the theater came in, they said, yesterday and said they're closing today because the new company that bought MJR Theaters doesn't want to do the upkeep and upgrades and maintenance on that old theater.
The problems and pitfalls of buying a home that's a fixer-upper. Here's WWJ Business Editor Marie Feldman.
If you're looking for a fixer-upper home, Roberta, something you can buy cheap, dump some money into, and live the dream, you could be disappointed. A study of those who did found when it was all said and done, the cheap fixer-upper cost just about as much as if they had paid more for a home that was already fixed up. Some even paid more. Most of those in the study who bought a fixer-upper say they wouldn't do it again.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Giacina.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.